Now,
the rest of the story. He was a teenager with a passion for vaudeville. Vaudeville in those days was what TV is in these days. Often he had won the top prize of $2 on an amateur night with his Charlie Chaplin impression. He and a friend also did stand-up comedy, even specialty acts, such as the slapstick photographer routine. The aspiring comedian had built a trick camera. It squirted water and released flying birds. Sometimes he would invite an audience member on stage, pretend to take his picture, and produce a ludicrous caricature drawing from the camera. When his parents moved from Kansas City to Chicago, 1918, the youngster's fascination for vaudeville was intensified. And yet at 16, he was still an amateur, earning only occasional and very nominal prize money in theatrical contests. He would have to get a job. Well, there were openings in the city post office, and the pay was good, more than three times what one might earn at another job. Fringe benefits included driving the big shiny mail truck, even riding the city's streetcars and elevated trains free, and this particular young man was thus attracted. But arriving at the post office employment window with lofty expectations, he made the mistake of announcing his real age. He was 16. "Much too young," said the man behind the window. And that would have been that, were it not for the rest of the story. Now we're back on the streets of Chicago. It's the summer of 1918. A 16-year-old boy has just been turned down for a job at the post office. He was too young, they had told him. Well, this boy was not going to be rejected that easily. If his age was the problem, he would go home. He would swap his cap for his father's hat. He would swap his present clothing for one of his father's suits. And soon he is standing in front of the mirror in Dad's best duds, shaking his head because, whatever the clothing, the undeniably boyish face was giving him away. Well, now his amateur night vaudeville experience never got him as far as makeup. And yet, if he was to get that post office job, makeup would be required, so the youngster had always enjoyed drawing caricatures like those for his trick camera. Surely disguising one's face isn't all that different, so he took a lead pencil. Just a lead pencil, mind you. And the youngster deftly sketched lines of age on his own soft young skin. And in a few minutes, he has aged years. Now, back to the post office employment window. The same man behind the glass, the same boy in front of it, the youngster gets the job. Well, Americans, 70 years have passed, and so much has transpired since that once upon a summer, since a pencil artfully matured a 16-year-old young face. But you know, that boy never quite let go of that pencil. The world has forgotten his Charlie Chaplin impression and his trick camera and his passion for the vaudeville stage. But now I hope you will remember always how he got a job at the Chicago Post Office, because that's how he earned his first money as an artist, by convincingly cartooning a visage beyond his own years on his own youthful face, when it was the 16-year-old face of Walt Disney. Now you know the rest of the story.